This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So if you guys haven't already heard, Cassidy.com is our pick for the best lifestyle site and the best place to really dip your toe into the lifestyle if you're new. Or if you're not new, but you want to get on what we believe is the best swinger site online, we highly recommend Cassidy. Not only can you check out who is in your area, but it'll also really help you keep your finger on the pulse of the lifestyle around the country and around the world. You can see lifestyle events, where you're headed if you're traveling in your own area. You can communicate with people in Cassidy's forum area, and you can check out our community, Front Porch Swingers, with almost 1,800 sexy, kinky folks in there. So if you want to check it out for yourself, head on over to frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner, and start your 30-day free trial.
Yeah, do that. You owe it to yourself.
Hell yes. We also have other sponsors of our podcast, which are our amazing Patreon members. We've had some questions this week about what Patreon is, so I wanted to quickly give you guys the lowdown on what Patreon actually entails. Patreon is a place for passionate people to support indie content creators like ourselves, to really show that you love the content that they're producing, and also to get some amazing bonuses in the process. And we love Patreon because not only do we get to put up weekly bonus episodes and sexy pics and give sexy naughty Snapchat access, but we also obviously are able to do a lot of additional things within the lifestyle in terms of building our platforms and our lifestyle resources, thanks in large part to our Patreon members. So huge thank you to those of you who are already supporting us on Patreon. We have some new Patreon members this week that we're going to give a very special thank you to. So we have HH, Chris, Ari, JB, and Arnie, all joining us on Patreon since the last podcast episode. Thank you guys so much, and we hope you're enjoying your exclusive bonuses, including the, well, you will soon be enjoying the FPS decals that we'll be sending out at the end of the month. We're also sending out handwritten thank you notes and a sexy little picture, just as our way of giving a very small thank you for those of you who are already supporting us there. So if you want to get those amazing bonuses, make sure that you sign up on our Patreon at patreon.com/frontporchswingers before the end of the month.
Yep, and we've also got an item in the process of being created right now that we're going to give to our patrons so they can kind of check it out, tell us what they think. Eventually, we'll make it available to everyone, but Patreon members get it first.
Fuck yeah. You like exclusive gifts? Head on over to our Patreon.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. I can't wait to see it, actually.
So we ended up having a little impromptu date last night with our friends Jessica and Roger.
Yeah, we were out for a little while. We kind of did some shopping, went pumpkin shopping, came home, made a cocktail, had a little bite to eat, and then you got a text message.
Yeah, so Jessica invited us out for a drink, which is so fucking fun because we, like we've said many times before, we don't get an opportunity that often to sit down with lifestyle couples where we're at. So,
no.
Especially when it's a fucking fun lifestyle couple that we know that we're going to have a great time with. I was so pumped to go hang out with them.
Well, also, let's talk about this for a second. We had this conversation, I don't know, 30 minutes ago or so, or when we were at brunch earlier today. The, you know, people talk about the mystical creature that is the single female in the lifestyle. For us, I think the mystical creature where we live truly are couples.
Right.
Because it is, while there are couples around who are in the lifestyle, obviously there's at least five couples that we know of in our neighborhood. It is so underground and so hush-hush that we really just find it unappealing.
Well, yeah, I think we've talked about it multiple times. It's not necessarily that the idea of being with the couples is not what's unappealing. It's the idea of having to...
Well, hide in the shadows is unappealing.
Yeah, the fact that it's like, oh, we have to go here. We can't go to this place. We can't go after 6 p.m. because this person might be working. We have friends that are regulars there. That's fucking... Yeah, we just don't like that. So the great thing about Jessica and Roger is they're not like that at all.
No, the truth is we have decided, at least for the time being, as it pertains to couples, we have our friends. And that's who we're sticking with. So, you know, Jessica and Roger, Jack and Jill, we love them and our folks out there. So we have couples that we enjoy spending time with, vanilla time as well as playtime.
Right.
And that's
equally
what
as much, really.
Just as much, for sure. I enjoy the time that we've spent with Jack and Jill. And of course, Jessica and Roger, we spent a lot of time with them, just like, I don't know, regular dates, like New Year's, like, was it New Year's Eve last year, mm-hmm. and their anniversary, totally vanilla, benign dinner.
Yeah, you know? But what I really love is, so we were out for drinks with them last night and just sitting across from them having a great time. You and Jessica were talking about something at one point.
Well, in all fairness, I was also staring at her tits.
And Roger leans into me and like grabs my arm and whispers into my ear about how hot our server is, but she has small tits. And like if she had bigger tits, she'd be super hot. But the whole time he's like stroking my arm.
Yeah,
and
all touching your leg under the table.
All I keep thinking is like, there is... Oh, nobody else is going to understand this besides another lifestyle couple. The fact that he and I are now checking out our server together as he is groping me, and I'm so fucking turned on by the whole thing. And all I can think about is the fact that he has this big, beautiful, giant cock while we're just sitting in a vanilla place having cocktails.
Here's what you didn't see, and neither did he. I'm sure he didn't see it. So to put this into perspective, we were at a very cool bar where we go often, restaurant bar, kind of a wine bar. They specialize in really, really good wine. And we were sitting at a banquette. Okay. So we were at a banquette table. So you and I were sitting next to each other. You were to my left. Our backs up against the wall. We're on a banquette. There's a table. And then Roger's in front of you. Jessica is in front of me sitting on stools. We're at a high top.
Right.
To your left, to our left, is a two top. And there's a couple. The gal is sitting next to you. The gentleman she was with is sitting across from him. Same side that...
From her.
Yes. Yeah, same side that Jessica and Roger are sitting on. Well, I knew that he was touching your leg, not because I could see it, because there's a table, I couldn't tell, but because the guy sitting next to Roger, one table over, is looking right down under the table, like he doesn't even know what to think, obviously. The look on his face, he's like, what the fuck is going on? Because it's obvious that you and I are together. My arm is around you.
Yeah, we're kissing on each other.
Yeah, and so was Jessica and Roger. So he must have been thinking, what the fuck? These people don't, those two don't even know what's happening. Like it was going on under our noses.
We're cheating right next to you guys.
I thought it was really funny. I was tempted to say something because it was so painfully obvious, but it would have just blown his fucking mind anyway. And I didn't want to embarrass Jessica or Roger, although they probably wouldn't have given a fuck.
No, they would have thought it was funny.
Yeah, and that's... The point of this is we have really just kind of reserved ourselves to just hanging out and playing with our regular couple's friends.
Right.
That's just what we like. And we like spending regular time with them. You know, I just saw them professionally yesterday?
Yeah.
Friday or something, right? Totally a professional situation. And I just enjoy being in their company. They're just great people. So when we get a chance to have a drink with them, I mean, we were already at home. We were getting ready to get undressed and relaxed. They text you, we're like, shit, let's go. Let's go meet them. So we don't get that opportunity very often. So we just darted out the door.
I know. It's like food for my soul when we get to hang out with lifestyle couples.
Well, not just lifestyle couples. Lifestyle couples who are not afraid to be themselves in public. Basically, with the exception of Roger rubbing your leg and the guy next to him seeing it, we were just two couples out having drinks and having a ball. We had a blast.
And me staring at her tits.
Yeah, I was totally staring at Jessica's tits too. But we were just two couples out having drinks. There was nothing sinister about it.
Right.
So I don't understand what the big fucking deal is. But for whatever reason, like this guilty thing gets into people's minds. And you're like, oh, no, we can't meet you there. We can't meet you here. You know, we know the server. We know the manager. We know this person or another couple might be there. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I do think it's mostly reserved for small towns because we hear from a lot of people who live in smaller areas who say that they can totally relate to that. Yeah. And then when we talk to people in metropolitan areas about that, they're like, what the fuck?
Well, we totally experienced that. I mean, how many times did we talk about it? We're in Denver. There's 50 fucking swingers in a bar and it's like, no one gives a shit. Like, they don't care what anybody thinks because they're just couples and people out having a good time. There's nobody wearing have a tattoo on their forehead.
Yeah, you're not whipping tits out and sucking on them in the bar, although that would be awesome. That is not happening.
Totally awesome, yes. But no, it's not a thing. So, you know, we just kind of reserve ourselves to our friends. We keep to our regular friends, and we like that. So that's just the way that's going to be.
Yeah. Although we do have someone new in the mix. We obviously talked about last episode. If you guys haven't already listened, we have a new lovely lady in the mix.
Yes, we do.
And a little update there. We have decided we are officially going to her town.
Yes.
Provided her with a couple of dates that we could potentially go out on a little dinner date. I don't know. Do we call it a date?
I think so. I don't know. Kind of, sort of, I guess.
I mean, can you go on a date with someone and not have it be like romantic?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. This isn't a romantic thing. This Second time we just met her, just a couple weeks ago, we had a great time. She came into town and we hung out with her and we had a little bit of soft play with her back at her hotel.
Yeah, it was hot. Go listen to that episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So now I think the situation is, because it was just kind of soft play, no straight up intercourse, now we'll have an opportunity to travel to her town where we go often and stay at our favorite hotel. We'll go to a bar. We don't have to have dinner. We just have drinks and hang out and just have a conversation where we will all be just much more comfortable. And I will feel comfortable being in her presence and being a little bit more flirtatious. This last time around, as I intimated on the episode, I had no idea that play was even going to be an option.
Yeah.
So I was not privy to any of
that.
You
were not in that mindset.
No, right? I was not there at all. So I was very surprised that we were even going back to her hotel. And it was very spur of the moment, very, very last minute. So now there's a plan and I'm going to be a lot more comfortable and it'll be an easygoing thing. And I'll be a little bit more kind of, you know, flirty with her. And I think it'll make for a better play session should it get to that point.
I'm very excited to see you just flirt with her, because that, aside from, I've never seen you flirt with a woman where I'm not flirting with her husband too.
Right.
Ever. That's never been a thing.
No.
So that's really exciting for me.
Well, we have to say, though, however, we did have that one kind of encounter with a single gal at our place. There was like 30 seconds of play between she and I before things got weird.
Yeah, but it wasn't a flirtatious interaction.
No, it wasn't like we were out at a bar and I was rubbing her leg, or nothing like that.
Yeah, and so, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I am too. I think this will be a real interesting kind of experience for us, because it's not something, as you said, that we have experienced before. I have obviously seen you interact with single guys when we're out. Obviously, like last night in a situation where we're with another couple, there's a lot of, you know, physical, you know, like flirtation and that kind of thing. And if you remember the last time we were out with Jessica and Roger, we actually switched seats.
And Roger was rubbing my ass.
Yeah, he was next to you, and then Jessica was next to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a very kind of, and we were in the same place, by the way, totally threw the server off. So it was kind of very cool. So in this situation, it'll be us with a single gal. I'll be more comfortable because we now have a familiarity with her for sure, because I've literally like rubbed her tits and they're awesome. So it'll be a lot more comfortable. And I think in that environment, especially in the place that we're going to go, the places we're going to be, I feel like it's going to be very sexy, much more so even than where we were the last time.
Oh, for sure.
You know, not just the restaurant, but the hotel and the whole nine yards. It's going to lend itself, I think, to a very hot encounter.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
Yeah. Do you want to like spoil her sexually? Is that a thing?
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, I don't know. You know, I think.
Is it weird that I want to do that with a woman? Because.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a, you know, a double standard thing, because it's the woman and not a guy. You know, I don't know. But listen, I think about that, right? But then you consider our relationship with Clint.
Right.
He is as comfortable around us and we are around him. And you spoil him too. So it's not like there's a situation where, you know, we're stingy you're stingy with the single guys.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's
if
not
I like them and I enjoy their company. Yeah,
yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Not a thing. It's just, this situation is different because we're both attracted to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a different thing.
Yeah.
So I in that sense, I don't think it's a problem. I think that's okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm excited to have that story unfold. Obviously, you guys are hear all about it, but
yeah, well, and the truth is you played with her predominantly when we were together.
Well, yeah.
So
I totally got to lick her pussy. It was great.
Yeah, you guys were very much into each other. So I think it's going to be a very interesting.
Well, and I also like her. It's not just I find her cute. I like her. I think she's super sweet.
And she's got this, she is sweet. She's got a very, very submissiveness, high level of submissiveness to her.
Does that turn you on?
To a degree, yes. But I'm curious to see what happens when I get a little bit more flirtatious with her, whether or not she gets more submissive, which is very likely based on her personality, or if she comes out of her shell a little bit, which would be kind of interesting. So I really am interested to see how that chemistry works between the three of us in a different environment. And imagine what that's going to be like in the place that we're going to go to in her town, in her city, and where the people are going to be like, I wonder what their like take is going to be on it. It'll be interesting with the three
of us.
It's
not like we're going to be like making out with each other at the bar, all three of us or something.
You know, people know, I mean, they recognize us. So it'll be interesting when we go to these places if they pick up on it.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a shit either.
You're acting like we give a fuck.
No, I don't give a fuck. I'm sure they'll never forget us at the hotel after the last time we were there.
Oh, the bartender will totally recognize us.
She will totally remember us. Yeah, no question about it. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm anxious to see how that goes. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So we got a single guy tip of the week, and we also had a couple of listener single guy tips of the week, which I love. I love that people were sharing their own experiences.
Yeah, let's talk about those first, and then I'll get into mine because it's quite epic. So go ahead. Let's talk about the two that we got a couple. One from our friends, R&A.
Yes.
They had a single guy. So these are single guy tips of the week that we've actually gone over in the past, and essentially folks are writing into us and letting us know, hey, here's kind of what happened based on a single guy tip of the week that you put out there, and you know, this happened anyway kind of thing.
Right.
And so I find it interesting because we get a lot of those, and these were two that we literally just got.
They definitely stand out, I will say.
For sure, particularly this one from R&A.
R&A, we love you guys. You're awesome. You know who you are. So basically, they decided to hop on Reddit because we talked about using Reddit a little bit when we were in Denver, which I feel bad that we recommended it because apparently it has not been a great place. Reddit's garbage.
Not for this.
No.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Not for serious interactions.
No, if you want to download like some kind of a pay-per-view event. I suggest getting on Reddit.
Illegally.
Yeah. If you want to illegally stream a pay-per-view event, I hear that Reddit works very well.
He wouldn't know because he's not a criminal.
I don't know from personal experience. I actually have personally never done it. I may have seen it done a couple of times.
That makes you an accessory to the crime.
I don't think so. It wasn't my IP address.
No, but anyway, they got on Reddit and they posted, you know, an ad to find a single guy where they live. They're also a hot wife couple.
Yeah.
And one of the responses that they got was from a guy, and the first thing he told them was how large his cock was.
Yes.
It sounds, which is horrible on its own, but then he goes on to say that he doesn't actually live where they live. He's just in town visiting, and they very politely said, hey, we don't really do the out-of-town thing. There's too much risk there.
Always a red flag.
We're going to have to pass. No, thank you. And he went through, I'm not going to read it because it's fucking horrible.
Yeah, through a tirade, through a fucking baby fit.
Berated them like a fucking 10-year-old.
Yeah,
and
just through a hissy fit because he's obviously a little bitch.
Yeah, and, he got rejected and had his feelings hurt.
Yeah, listen, you're a single guy in a lifestyle. You better be prepared if you plan to be in this lifestyle to suffer some rejection based on any number of things. One, for example, opening up with how big your cock is. That's going to get the door shut on you pretty quick.
Should get the door slammed in your face.
Yeah, and then the idea that you're from out of town. Listen, you have played with some out of town guys, but it's not the norm and it has to be very specific.
Right.
And
we definitely do our due diligence to make sure that they're legit.
And that you're not, you're not married and all those things. We're going to ask for your Facebook information, you know, all those kinds of things, everything we can do to vet, to be sure that that person is genuinely who they say they are and what they say they are.
Right.
And a lot of folks, and understandably so, don't play with out of town guys.
They don't want to deal with the hassle, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So we totally get that. And thank you to R&A for that. We thought that was kind of funny.
So don't open with your cock size and don't throw a hissy fit because you get rejected.
Yes, don't do that.
Obviously, those two should go without saying. Yeah, but
don't be a big fucking baby.
It's horrible.
And throw a fit. And yeah, for sure, don't do that.
And then we also got another one from R&M on Twitter. I really liked this one. They said, Law of Averages, had an amazing meet and greet last night to hopefully find out if we can introduce some single males into our tribe. So they invited 13 guys. 5 said yes. 3 actually showed up. 2 worked the crowd. 2 dressed up. 2 interacted with all the couples. 2 will succeed. I loved that. I think, so first of all, a couple things about this. If you are a couple and you're throwing something like this, we learned this during our meet and greet in Denver.
Yes.
You have to expect that some people are going to fucking flake and some guys are going to say they're going to show up and they're not.
For sure.
Whatever. We've already talked about the whole show up if you have the opportunity thing.
Yes.
But I think what they said in this that really stuck with me is the 2 guys were solid enough to really understand the dynamics at play when they're dealing with a bunch of couples, right?
Yeah, and that's not bad.
You have to use your personality. You really have to jump in there. And we've heard from so many single guys who go, oh, it's just so, the idea of being surrounded by couples and being by myself is really intimidating. And while I totally understand that, I also think it's kind of a necessary evil if you are truly going to be in the lifestyle as an active single male.
For sure. You're going to be subject to some uncomfortability when it comes to being a single guy in this lifestyle. And like anything else, I've said this before, if you want to get good at something, you want to become proficient at something, you have to get uncomfortable with it. And that's just part of this, you know. And listen, good for them. They had two home runs out of 13.
I said 2 is pretty damn good when you consider how much bullshit we as couples have to deal with sometimes with these single guys. 2 solid, awesome guys who worked the crowd and were accepted by this group of couples.
Yeah, however many couples. Yeah, listen, like you said, you know, when we did our meet and greet in Denver, you allowed 8 single guys to attend. Not a single fucking one showed up.
Yep.
So 2 out of 13 solid players. That's a big deal.
Fuck yeah. High five to that.
Yeah. So let's get into this week's single guy tip of the week. And I want to preface it by talking about last week's single guy tip of the week. So if you folks listened to last week's episode and you remember, I talked about a guy that we had an interaction with and I gave kudos to him for really exemplary behavior as it pertains to a single guy. We met him. He was polite and he was a gentleman. He was well-dressed. He was well-groomed. He was all of those things.
Picked up the check.
And arbitrarily picked up the check. I mean, would not allow me to pay for it, which is very unusual. And we don't typically have that happen, but just a solid guy. And then he texted you a few nights later asking if I was going to reach out to him. Basically, I wanted to meet with him again alone to ensure that you would be, you know, interested.
A good fit.
Because we didn't have a lot of time to chat with him. And I just wanted to have a conversation with him so he fully understood our dynamic and what you were looking for, what we were looking for, and to make sure there was a good fit. Anyway, he reached out to you. I reached out to him. He responded. Never heard from him again. He was supposed to reach out to me last week and he didn't.
Right.
So, you know,
well, then I reached out and said, hey, did you and Brian have a chance to connect? Or what's the deal? Or is this a crazy week for you? Just trying to kind of get a pulse for things.
Right.
Neither of us heard anything back from him.
No. And really what that tells you is no matter how well you vet guys or couples or whomever, you can only do the best you can. You've, you know, check all the boxes, cross the T's, dot the I's. You can do all those things, but inevitably, you know, nature is going to take its course. And if a person's going to do that to you, they're just going to do that to you. So unfortunately, I gave credit where credit wasn't necessarily due.
Well, I will also say, I think this is a situation of somebody who I think it's been made obvious because I do think we'll hear from him again.
I do too. It's going to be a situation where he's going to go, oh yeah, crazy. I was so busy. And well, unfortunately, you missed the fucking boat.
I think that there are a lot of people, couples included, we've experienced this with couples as well, where the lifestyle is not a priority. And we understand the lifestyle is not going to be the most important priority in your life. And that's totally understandable.
Sure.
But if you truly, honestly want to connect with people, if you want to be a single guy participating in the lifestyle, you have to make it a priority at some point.
Well, listen, I totally understand where couples come from. We have friends who have other priorities in their lives, children and businesses and all those things. And those things have to take precedence. If you're a single guy, unfortunately, like it or not, and you know, there's plenty of single guys out there that are going to hate what I have to say. The truth of the matter is you have to step through, you've got to step through some minefields. You just have to. So you may have to make the extra step. Because you're a single dude and there's a lot of you and there's a lot of options as it pertains to single guys. So if you want to be a step ahead of everybody else, you know, you might just have to go that extra mile. So anyway, single guy tip of the week this week. And I'm going to read this verbatim. Okay. So I received a message, of course, as everyone knows, probably at this point, I monitor the Tinder activity because the single guys on there, as you're going to find out here very quickly, are quite something. And it's a little overwhelming for Brenna to deal with. So I typically deal with single guys on Tinder. I get a message. This is the opening message from someone who we have zero correspondence with. Okay. This is how this thing starts out. I'm a true cocksmith in every sense of the word. Would be the good time you are looking for. Now, in no fucking way is that going to garner you anything good.
Right.
So, I mean, I won't go into great length as to what I responded to him. He pretty much got in a big go fuck off all the way off.
Right.
That is the worst fucking way to open up I can even think of.
Right.
So that's right up there with RNA's guy talking about how big his cock is in the first sentence. This guy apparently is so impressed with himself.
He calls himself a cocksmith.
He's a cocksmith. So that's what he opens up with.
I had to ask you what that even meant.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. You know, cocksmith, same thing. Just a guy who gets a lot of pussy is essentially what that's supposed to mean. The bottom line is, if you're wanting to impress a couple, particularly in the hot wife lifestyle, or a single gal for that matter, I can't imagine that working, I would not fucking use that line ever. Matter of fact, don't ever use that term.
Don't use that word ever.
Yeah, I told you.
It like made me dry up like the Sahara as soon as you told me.
If you want to dry up a vagina, that's the best way to do it. Yeah, that's the best way. If you're looking to dry up a vagina like a fucking desert.
If you never want to put your cock in a vagina, say cocksmith to every woman you meet.
Yeah, use the term cocksmith as often as possible. Anyway, single guy tip of the week. Do not come off like that asshole. You are not going to, I mean, I just verbally abused the guy, and I even told you, I was tempted to set up a time to meet him just so I could tell him to his face what a moron he is and try to help him to go through this, because
well,
there's no way he's going to...
Well, explain why this is an issue.
Well, it's an issue for a number of reasons. I mean, first of all, it's so inappropriate and it's so disrespectful.
Right.
You know, the idea that you are going... I say this to people all the time, and we do a lot of coaching from our Sex on Your Terms site, and that's kind of where we do all our coaching and mentoring from. And we do a lot of single guy interactions. That's where most of it comes from. I tell people all the time, you don't want to digitally reach out to someone any differently than you would if you were meeting someone face-to-face for the first time.
Right.
So would you walk into a bar, walk up to a single gal or a presumably single woman and say, hey, I'm a real cocksmith. I am the good time you're looking for. Would anyone seriously do that? And if you would do that...
I would pay money to see someone do that.
Yeah, don't be a fucking asshole. I mean, no one's going to seriously do it. You might do it as a joke in front of your friends to see how many of you get slapped in the face or some
shit. Right, exactly.
But that's not a real opening line. No one's really going to do that. So the idea that you think you can do it digitally is fucking asinine to me.
Yeah, I also think another problem with that message is if you have to tell someone how amazing you are in bed, you're probably not that fucking good in bed.
Exactly. If it's like, listen, man, you're telling me what a stud you are out of the gate. You are no fucking stud, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fucking
guys
terrible.
That are awesome in bed never say that kind of stuff.
No, it's not necessary. It's a level of confidence and an air of confidence that doesn't require someone to say something like that, no matter what it is that you're good at.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. If you're really, really intelligent, you don't run around telling people how fucking smart you are.
Exactly.
You know, it's just stupid.
Same thing. Yep.
I'm so fucking smart. You should go out with me. No, you're not. Because that's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that was the guy's opening line. So single guy tip of the week for this week. Do not digitally respond to someone or correspond or reach out to someone differently than you would if they were in front of you.
Just and side
don't
note,
do that.
Little asterisk.
Never use the word
say
cocksmith.
Never
ever. Use that word. Do not ever, and certainly don't call yourself a cocksmith. Don't ever do that. Using the term is one thing. Referring to yourself as such is a whole nother level of douchebaggery that I don't even have words for.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fucking do that.
Yeah
I really kind of wanted to meet him.
I'm glad you didn't.
I just wanted to see you. I just wanted to look at him and just ask him what the fuck is wrong with you. You know, just shake him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, because it's not, I don't understand it. Like, I remember how many times I say this. Hot wife couples, the male of, part of the hot wife dynamic really wants the single guys to be successful.
Yeah.
That's the truth. We want you to bang our women. That's what we're trying to make. We are literally the best wingman you can have. We're not only trying to get you laid, we're trying to get you laid with the person closest to us.
Yes.
So I'm the gatekeeper.
Right.
I'm the guy with the key. I'm trying to give you the key.
The key to the pussy.
And you're not taking it. You're like, you're slapping my hand.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
It's crazy.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Snap out of it. Yep. Okay. First of all, never use the word cocksmith ever. Do not refer to yourself as such.
Correct.
That's it today. I can't do any more.
I second that message.
Yeah, I can't say it
enough.
Times a million. Fuck. Unbelievable. Anyway.
Oh, man. Some of the shit we deal with is so funny. It's funny and frustrating, but mostly funny.
It's funny. And fortunately, based on a lot of the emails and the messages we get, we're not the only ones that deal with it.
Oh, definitely not.
So it makes me feel a little better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think today we're going to talk about a new adventure we kind of have going on, right? Something that we...
Well, a new... journey-ish.
A new journey? Is that fair to say?
We're on the hunt, so to speak.
On the hunt. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I think... So we've done a lot in the hot wife lifestyle, obviously, as you guys have heard on the podcast. We've had some amazing experiences. I also think we've done a really good job recently of branching out and trying very new and different things. Like, I think of the hotel experience that we had.
Yeah, the hottest experience to date, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, listen to that.
Well, episode. I say that. The DP that we just experienced with Clinton was pretty fucking hot.
It was so fucking hot. Yeah. We've had a lot of them. The point being, we've done a very good job of branching out and trying new things. And I think I personally now, and I've communicated to you, I'm now at the point where I would really like to be able to meld our two worlds, right? We're obviously a hot wife couple, and we also are a BDSM couple. And mm-hmm. you and I experience BDSM play, although most of our play is primal in nature.
Right.
Clint is obviously a very dominant man. Once again, mostly primal in nature.
Yeah, for sure.
And so in a perfect world, we would find a true dom that I could play with.
Well, yeah, but there's a very specific type of play you're looking for.
Right.
Right. So again, our play is primal. Your play with Clint is primal. He and I have a lot of the same proclivities as it pertains to sex. So our play, my play with you, your play with him, our play together with you is very much the same.
Yeah, it's a lot of choking and spanking and hair pulling and growling in the ear and biting. And it's very, very hot and I love it. And it definitely satiates a part of my sexual appetite.
Right.
But what I would love to find too is a high protocol partner.
Right. Let's explain what that is for people who don't.
Sure. So a high protocol situation would basically be I have a dominant person who is providing me with tasks to complete.
Right.
And that can look like a million different things. I'll provide the example. You and I had a protocol day the other day. I wanted you to give me tasks to do throughout the day.
Right.
Mostly just to feel connected with you. They were mostly silly kind of, you know, fun little tasks. Yeah. But it made us feel sexually connected throughout the day.
Well, yes. But it also keeps us connected throughout the course of the day where, you know, the day gets away from you. I'm busy at work. You're busy at work. I'm driving from one part of our town to the other, up and all over the place. And so, you know, sometimes you and I won't correspond for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, depends on how busy we are. And so to keep connected, we typically will do a protocol day so that basically I am asking you to perform certain tasks, and then you have to prove to me that you've done those things. For example, I wanted you to wear an anal plug to work.
Right.
Which you did. And then I told you to take a picture once you were at work, which you did.
Right.
And then I asked you to take a picture of your tits at one point.
Yes.
Right. Which you did. You took a number of pictures of your pussy and you came home from lunch and I wanted you to use the wand and send me pictures.
Yes.
Which you did. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be sexual things. It can be non-sexual things too. But the whole point is that idea of kind of giving up control for a certain amount of time. And then really the biggest piece of it is the reward or punishment afterwards, right?
Yeah, for you is the same thing. Punishment and reward is the same as it pertains to this.
Well, it could not necessarily be a way to punish me. We've talked about this before. Not spank me, to not flog me.
Right.
But yeah, I really want that idea of after the whole protocol day goes, almost like being given a report card and then receiving play based on how well I did throughout the day. Right. I don't know why that turns me on so much. I can't really totally verbalize it, but the idea of it like makes me instantly wet.
Well, you also like the validation portion of it where you're given a directive and then it's validated by what a great job you did. You know, you're a good girl, you know, those kinds of things. You like that validation component as well.
Yes, I do. I get very turned on by it.
Yeah.
So we have talked about going about finding that.
Yes.
It's not easy. When you think about all of the boxes that have to be checked, now that we've just gone through, you know, 7 single guy tips of the week, not only do they have to not do all of that shit, but think about it also in terms of the level of communication that somebody has to have to be able to be in a more dominant role with me is significantly more than the average guy.
Well, I mean, I have to take it even a step further. First of all, we have talked about this ad nauseum. We are in a very small rural community. So the idea that you can A, find a lifestyle couple, find a lifestyle single guy, find a lifestyle single female. Now we're talking about finding someone who plays very heavily in the BDSM world, has a significant amount of experience that you're attracted to, that checks all the boxes, and that is legitimately a dominant person, again, experienced in that world. It's such a huge ask.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, we're on the hunt. We have a particular place where we find folks that we play with in the BDSM space. But, you know, there's so many fucking phonies out there. So many fakers and posers. Oh, I'm a master. Yeah, you're 26 years old, dude. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
You know, that we're really having to search for the right person. It's going to take the right type of person.
So I have another question for you. So I was thinking about this when we were talking through the Clint DP situation, and you were talking about the fact that he was really using me and hurting me in this very kind of sexy way, but, you know, really just being super aggressive with me.
Well, and we were feeding off of each other is what it seemed like to me.
Right. But you said that you were turned on by seeing him do that to me.
Well, there's a portion of that that I enjoyed because, well, not it wasn't just from the actual experience itself. Like when I was fucking you, I was on top of you. He was laying beside you. And I had your legs above your head. I was holding your ankles, I think. So, of course, my hands are occupied. So he just rolled over, just reached over, and he was choking you for me, essentially.
Right.
And it was like we were both involved in that experience. That was not only hot because, of course, I'm watching it real time, you know, and I'm experiencing it. But the level of compatibility and just a comfort level from that standpoint of all of us being able to be in that space and not even giving it a thought, It's much more of an ease. It just puts everybody at ease and it makes the experience that much better.
Well, I have a question that's semi-related to that though. Does it turn you on in any way to think of the idea of me being truly dominated and you watching that happen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what, I'm not sure.
Because you haven't seen that yet.
No, what I gather from what this is going to look like from my perspective is, if we find the right person, of course, you would be giving, you know, you'd be given directives throughout the course of the day, and you may or may not share that with me and just kind of keep that between the two of you. And then potentially, if all things obviously worked out, you would at some point throughout the course of that day or later in that evening play with that person. And then I would be able to experience all of it when you came home and we reconnected. So I almost think I would want to see all of the correspondence basically after the fact. Right. To some degree, okay. You know what I mean? So I don't know that I would necessarily be there real time. I don't think that I have to be part of the communication between the two of you.
Well, what if I wanted that?
Well, I mean, certainly I would do it. But I don't think, I guess my point is I don't have to be there in the moment for that to work for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I guess the reason I'm asking is because part of my fantasy of all of this is you at some point watching me, for example, being flogged or caned or something by someone else.
Well, but I have seen that because I've seen Clint do that. So it would have to be a very different situation. It'd have to be a different scenario entirely. I'd almost have to be I would have to be watching it. I would have to be watching a scene essentially.
Right. That's what I'm saying though. You're not involved at all. You're sitting on the couch. You're just sitting there watching someone else.
Yeah, I would
give
do that.
Me impact play or nipple torture or truly going through an entire BDSM scene with me.
Yeah, I would be part. I would take part in that for sure. But I also believe firmly that not having any knowledge of exactly what's going on and then having all of it like kind of forced on me later, thrown at me later all at once, I think would be pretty intense. So
well, I think we could try it both ways if we found the right person.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, or any number of different components.
But now that we've been talking about it, of course, my head is spinning about different possibilities.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I love the dynamic that you and I have created. I love the fact that we have this super hot primal play. And I would like to have more of a regimented play partner. So having it would be like having my cake and eating it too. I would get the best of both worlds for my personal tastes.
Well, sure. What you would end up with is a situation where you had someone who had the ability and the interest in that level of play. Then, of course, you have Clint, who is much more like myself, and then myself. So I would be able to benefit from the primal play that you have with Clint and then really the kind of directives that you would receive and the different level of domination that you would receive from somebody else.
Yeah.
So, and then of course, coming back to me once again, it's primal all over again. And I would just kind of be feeding off of that energy. So yeah, that's definitely it's a win-win for me either way, you know, but again, we have to find the right person. That is that's a tall order.
Fuck.
You know, it really is, unfortunately. Yeah. Now going forward, we have a lot planned. We can't really and are not really going to go into it anytime soon. But in the next year or so, there's a lot of stuff that we have on the books. So we're going to be doing a lot of travel. We're going to be coming into contact with a lot of different people. We are going to, I think, ramp up our BDSM play and experiences. And we're going to kind of get more immersed in it in different parts of the country, not at home necessarily.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot more of that down the road. But in the interim, we're trying to find that person locally so we could have, you know, you could have those experiences. We could have those experiences more frequently.
I think I need that for my personal sexuality. So I think that one of the things that being in the swinging lifestyle in general has taught me is that you have these different hungers, right?
For sure.
There's different hungers and you feed them in different ways. And your hunger, for example, is satiated by me going and playing and then talking to you about right. it. And for a while now, I have felt a certain level of hunger for someone to just use instruments on me and put me in these uncomfortable situations and tie me up. And that's a hunger that I feel like I need to feed.
Yeah, but that's, again, it's not as simple as just, you know, it's not that easy to find that person. There's, and again, when it comes to the BDSM space, I can't say this enough. There has to be an inordinate level of trust. I mean, look at where we are at this point with Clint and how long it's taken us to get there.
Oh, I totally agree. I think about the amount of men that we went through before finding someone like Clint. It has not been an easy journey. I do think the juice will be worth the squeeze for both of us because I think it'll be a really sexy energy that we can share together. And also, like I said, a new experience that we can share together that we haven't had up to this point, which I'm very, very excited for because every time we do something new, it's super sexy to me.
Well, it's always fun to come to, you know, to experience different things in the lifestyle for us because it enhances everything that we do. So whether it's a single person, a couple, whatever the case may be, even like last night, we just went out and had vanilla drinks for the most part with our friends. It still made got our juices flowing.
Yeah.
You know, so
our sex last night felt hot.
Yeah. And anything that we do, I mean, our sex is always intense, but anytime we have some level of interaction with a couple or a single person or whatever, it's just heightened.
It enhances us for sure.
Yeah. So it's elevated it on all levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping we can find it.
We're on the hunt.
Find that person.
We're going to go for it. We're going to find this person. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. I'm turned on.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, you're motivated. So hopefully we will find that person. But, you know, when I think about how many fucking cocksmiths we're going to have to go through to find this person.
Yeah, but see, I think that's you know, part of the... I think it's a hot wife haze that you get into a lot of times dealing with so many of these single guys. It's like you deal with it over and over and over again that you get to the point that you're like... And I honestly do think that you and I have both been in this hot wife haze lately.
Yeah.
Where it's like we're just so over dealing with the single guys and we're so fucking busy with everything going on in our lives that it feels like pumping energy into it is more hassle than it's worth. I think we need to get out of that mindset.
Well, the other thing that we talked about is because of our relationship with Clint and how nice that is, we've kind of taken it for granted. The idea that you've got a regular playmate, so we're not going the extra mile. Like, I'll get some fucking ridiculous message from some of these guys. It's like, hey, how are you? Or what's up? I'm like, ah, fuck you, block. You
know? Yeah, see, we can't do that anymore. We have to dig in a little bit deeper. We have to give them a little bit more of a chance because you never know who one of these guys could be. Or even if it's not an amazing interaction, what if it's just, you know, a fun one-off thing that we can do and have a new experience and come back together? It's about you and I. It's not about these guys.
No, 100%. But like you just said, we have such limited fucking time anymore. And it drives me crazy. Like the last time you were with a single guy. I mean, we don't have to go through that whole thing again. Oh, you know, God. Mr. I don't use fucking condoms, don't know how, and haven't used them since, you know, for 40 years. The whole idea of what it takes to get to that point. You know?
Yeah, but it makes for a good story. We laughed about it.
It was funny, no doubt about it, but holy shit.
You know, still had some hot sex that night.
We did. We absolutely did. But, you know, the single guys talk about hoops. Look at the fucking hoops we jump through. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope to find that person. Now, the good news is where we live, while, again, very small, very rural and closed off, the BDSM world is certainly more prevalent than the lifestyle space.
Very much so.
There are open BDSM groups and meetings and all types of events. So my firm belief is that there is a much greater chance that we'll find that person than we would like a really solid single dude, much like we found Clint. I mean, look how many guys, as you said, we went through to find him. I don't think we'll have to go through that many to find the right person for this particular scenario.
Right.
Because there's a lot more potentials out there.
I agree. I'm hopeful of that anyway.
Yeah, the BDSM world where we are, oddly enough, is kind of out in the open. I mean, really out in the open.
Yeah.
You know, like they meet at a coffee shop in town, you know, regularly, openly.
Right.
So it's a unique kind of situation. So we could probably find that person with greater ease than we would the average cool single
dude. Cool. Let's do it right now. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're looking, you know.
We're going to get to work.
Yeah.
I want something new. I'm ready to get out of the hot wife haze.
Well, ready to have
some fun new experiences.
We've got some new stuff on the horizon. Again, we have our single gal friend. We're hoping to make that work. And then we're going to be on the hunt for our single dude for you who plays in the BDSM world.
So we will absolutely keep you guys updated on all of the progress there. Hey, also, if you haven't already been to sexonyourterms.com, you should really head over there. It has become, obviously, one of our greatest passions yes. in our life. That's why we're working so hard at it. We love talking to people about their sexual goals, whether that is non-monogamy, hot wifing, being a single guy in the lifestyle. That's, like we said, predominantly what we've been talking about up to this point.
Yeah, even you spoke to a gentleman just trying to enhance his current sexual relationship with his significant other.
Yeah. So it really is a great place for us to connect with you and share our knowledge and passion of sexual liberation, sexual freedom in general. So head on over to sexonyourterms.com, check out our services there. You can find us on social media, both at FP Swingers and at Sex on Your Terms
yep.
on Twitter and Instagram. We have a contest going now. If you go follow us at Sex on Your Terms on either platform, you'll be entered in to win an FPS prize pack.
Yeah.
Now through November 10th. So we would love for you to do that and potentially get some cool shit out of the deal. What else?
I think that's it. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Lots of fun stuff, really. And this year, we got a lot of travel, much more BDSM play, I think we're going to have for sure.
Much more being slut. I want to be slutty. I'm slut. I'm ready to just slut it on up.
Yes, I know you are. You've been pent up. And of course, we're getting into the worst time of year for us.
I don't care. I will go out in the cold and I will put my pussy out there.
You were out there today. And it was 18 degrees today.
I don't care.
You had that ass out today. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff coming up. So just kind of stay tuned and check us out.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.